Thank you for tuning in to Stodd's Wet Groove Records, show number 18, Lux Interior is Still Alive, on WMCB LP 107.9 FM Greenfield. Now, let us dig into some of that sweet groove.
Chest of bed said drop that needle on. We'll be right back.
a formal and sweetest of hellos to you today. My hopes are in the highest of altitudes that these radio wave vibrations find you in the best of spaces, physically and psychologically. Within the realm of Stodd's Wet Groove Records, this is in fact show number 18, and titled, Lux Interior is Still Alive. I need to read what follows in asterisks right here today, as at the very end of show number 17, I had read a typo, stating that it was show number 16. A small error that may not have been even on the radar of the masses clamoring into the radio wave, but it would be in good form to state that correction here. That last track we heard was a brand new release of The Cramps on Vengeance Records called Gravest Gravy. We just spun the track The Natives Are Restless. Lux Interior has been dead since 2009, so it is truly an eerie release hearing him alive and well on this record. It was birthed as part of The Cramps' Gravest Hits. Gravest Gravy was recorded at Ardent Studios, October 1977, by Alex Chilton. Larry Hardy, Henry Rollins, and Ian McKay were all involved amongst many others with this release. Grab a copy now, if you can, they probably won't last long. And leading the show off this afternoon was Drop That Needle by The Dogmatics from their newish album released in 2025 titled Nowheresville on Rum Bar Records. This is a very, very Boston record, and I am thrilled to have this one in my library amongst my Massachusetts records. It is a limited edition of 100 copies on Emerald Green Wax. This is their first new album since 1986, but they have been writing new material and released a couple of EPs in recent years. One of those EPs is titled Drop That Needle, I believe, which is a CD and on Rum Bar Records.
Vicious. You want me to hit you with a stick?
The Great Curve by Talking Heads, which appears as the last track on the A-side of the album Remain in Light, originally released in 1980, and we have a sweet 2006 180-gram reissue on Sire Records in front of us today. Remain in Light has always been my favorite Talking Heads album. When I think of it, I have a memory of rolling in my car with a bunch of friends on our way to go gorilla camping on a warm summer night, and this album blasting through the speakers. That first track, Spun, was a classic one that I've probably listened to 100 of times. Vicious, by the frontman of the timeless and ultra-influential, The Velvet Underground's Lou Reed. If my brother Phil was still alive, he would know exactly what I did the day Lou died. I was supposed to see him play the Calvin in Northampton in 2002 or 2003, but I ended up selling my ticket, a decision that I now regret. The tune Vicious was played from a 1975 7-inch B-side single reissue of the 1973 A-side Take a Walk on the Wild Side, Indianapolis Pressing on RCA Records.
Rolling fast down a 35, supersonic overdrive. Rolling fast down a 35. Through the day and past the night. Rolling fast down.
Bermuda by Rocky Erickson and the Aliens, played from a bonus 7-inch slab of wax that came with the LP compilation Gremlins Have Pictures. Gremlins Have Pictures was first released in 1986, and this 2013 version was released and remastered and released by Light in the Attic Records. This is a very well put together edition of this release with a gatefold sleeve, OB band on the spine, and an 8-page book, download card, and so on, really. It really is of a high quality and an experience to interact with. Light in the Attic Records, established in Seattle, Washington, and the legendary Rocky Erickson was from Austin, Texas. The next group of musicians that we heard were also from Austin and are very much so active writing material, releasing records, touring, and everything that is involved with making a living playing music in today's American society. The frontman Alex Mass may have been mentored by the late Rocky Erickson, or at least were close friends, from my understanding. Although I could be way off base here. Anyway, Abby and I saw Alex Mass play a solo set in Austin at the Empire Control Room and Garage, October 2022. Then, in 2023, we saw the Black Angels perform at The Far Out, a large outdoor venue in Austin that has a capacity of 3,500 heads. Now, that was a large show with a lot of people. Multiple stages, merch and beer tents, and the coolest, most far-out color projections onto the stage. The Black Angels got their name from that tune from the Andy Warhol album by the Velvet Underground, The Black Angels Death Song. We just spun the first track on the B-side titled Entrance Song from the 2010 album Phosphine Dream. The release is pressed into a 180-gram wax vessel, housed in a red and blue psychedelic gatefold sleeve, a 16-page booklet, and put out into the world by Blue Horizon Records.
I started driving tractors and fixing fence. Now I can't remember where those times went. I guess the things I had didn't appreciate. When I realized it was way too late, I was hanging on the wrong side of town. As I stayed up and I never came down, thought I was a king of the Southside Saints, till I got caught selling. Taking on the farm 10 years later.
As we continue on here, reflecting on the past two tracks here, we are still listening to Austin, Texas musicians here. It's Get Down Times by a John Schooley, who is generally a one-man band, aside from other groups he's been in, like The Revelators, The Hard Feelings, Walter Daniels and the Gospel Clodhoppers, Meet Your Death, and South Filthy, who are all amazing, and I do love those records. It's Get Down Times was played entirely by a John Schooley and from the album titled The Man Who Rode the Mule Around the World, and it is on a Voodoo Records, released in 2014 in Switzerland, and this vinyl release includes a CD version as well. The last selection on show number 16, Gospel, Soul, Funk, and the Ghetto Life, was the traditional song titled Army of the Lord by Walter Daniels and the Del Valle Trustees. Since then, I acquired the follow-up album titled Work Release, which is incredible all the way through, but I had to pick one tune to play here. That nectar of a song is called Ex-Convict Song. Work Release was released in 2025 in Portugal on Chaputa Records and Ghost Highway Records.
Thank you. a ditch and I'll dive in it. Show me a ditch and I'll dive in it. Show me a ditch and I'll dive in it. Show me a ditch and I'll dive in it. I'll dive in it. I'll dive in it. I'll dive in it. I'll dive in it.
In the Ditch by the Leeds, England group, A Gang of Four, played from the 1981 album Solid Gold. Solid Gold was their second and follow-up album to their debut album release, Entertainment. The edition of Solid Gold that we have in front of us today is a Record Store Day release, reissue, and a 30-year anniversary issue, released in 2012 on Obscure Alternatives Records. I bought this copy mint in shrink, and it is now opened in shrink, but super clean, and the sound quality of this recording is sublime. What a fantastic, time-tested, unwavering record. Yo-Yo by the Athens, Georgia-based post-punk new wave band Pylon. Yo-Yo was played from their second album titled Chomp, which was originally released in 1983. The copy we were just digging into deep was a 2020 UK, Europe, and US remaster reissue that was released by A New West Records. This record was the first record put back out there since 1983, and it was remastered from the original tapes. While we are in Athens, Georgia, I would like to take an hour and a half drive over to Little Five Points, Atlanta, to a super cool record store called Wax and Facts. They got a t-shirt to me through my good friend Andrew. I was in Atlanta some years ago, and my friend told me that his mother's partner's brother, Danny, owns a record store called Wax and Facts. So I wandered in and said hello. A shout out and a thank you to Wax and Facts and Little Five Points. I hope to visit again soon, and thank you for the t-shirt.
I hope it doesn't show, it'll go away. It's just a passing phase, it'll go away. You can't dress nautical, learn to tie knots, take lots of Dramamine out on your yacht. But when you're all alone and nothing bites, you'd wish you'd stayed at home with someone nice. But when you think you made it disappear, it comes again. Hello. Just said Hey Joe, it's spilled it out and you've got eggs in your pants. You've got eggs in your pants. But when you think you made disappear, you sure you made it disappear, and you still got eggs in your pants. I hope it doesn't show, it'll go away. It's just a passing phase, it'll go away.
Angst in My Pants by Ron and Russell Mayell, two brothers from Los Angeles that call themselves Sparks. I don't know much about these guys, but what I have gathered, their styles vary as their discography is vast, and in the 1980s they started writing and making exclusively electronic music. The album art is truly bizarre and definitely elicits your attention. It is a wonder how these guys were signed to Atlantic Records, but as you listen to this album in its entirety, that question is answered. Angst in My Pants is the first and title track on this 1982 release on Atlantic Records. Sata Dread Dub by a Scientist, played from the album A Scientific Dub, originally released in 1981. The copy we just spun is a reissue released more so in recent years, and this issue was released in Canada by Clock Tower Records and Abraham Records. Scientist is from Kingston, Jamaica, and was a protege of King Tubby, one of the originators of dubstep. That is where it started for Scientist, and if you're even the slightest bit interested in dubstep reggae, his life is fascinating. Not to mention the stellar and multidimensional sonic blasts this guy has created. Thank you for tuning in and checking out Stodd's Wet Groove Records, show number 18. Lux Interior is still alive on WMCB LP 107.9 FM, Greenfield. Groove up and get down.